Judas Iscariot did indeed betray his Lord and Savior. Judas was not compelled to do this, nor destined to be lost. He acted entirely on his own free will. Judas had a choice. Judas, like many other people, was a man of opportunity. He had a close relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ. He had been appointed as an apostle. He had been commissioned to go out and preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to cast out devils. He was one of the 12 chosen by the Lord. He spent 3 years listening to the words of a man who spoke as no other man spake. He no doubt himself marveled at the precious words that flowed from the lips of his master. But in light of all of these opportunities, the Bible says, they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. This was according to the prophecy of Zedekiah, which said, I said unto them, if you think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was priced of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Judas betrayed the Lord for a pauper's price. When remorse gripped his soul, he returned to the priest and made the confession, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. But typical of the world, they said to him, what is it to us? When one lives for the world and its comforts, when one feels his body at the expense of his soul, when the whole world beats a path to his front door, there will come a time when the world cannot help him. Those who have bargained with you in the selling out of your Christ will one day turn against you. In the words of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, all thy lovers have forgotten thee. Judas sold out cheap. This has been the story of people throughout the ages. Achans, the troubler of Israel, sold his soul for the glitter of the golden wedge and the bright colors of the Babylonian garment. He sold his soul for the accursed thing. Balaam sold his soul for the promise of a full house of money. In the words of Peter, the apostle, false teachers have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the ways of Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Then in the words of Jude, we see, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Then again, the scripture says in 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse 25, but there were none like Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Ahab sold himself to carry out the wicked works of an evil wife. Some men have bartered their soul as though they were mere trinkets purchased in a toy shop. God said in Isaiah chapter 52, you have sold yourselves for naught, that is, sold out for nothing. You are probably saying to yourself, if I had been in Judas's place, I would not have sold Christ. I would have stood for him. The fact remains that many are guilty of the same crime that Judas committed. Christ is still being sold for many things less than the value of silver. Anything whatsoever it may be that stands between you and your God and causes you to refuse to yield yourself to him is the price for which you are selling Christ. In the words of Haggai, consider your ways. Judas received 30 pieces of silver, but never received anything from it. He didn't spend one piece of silver. It didn't bring him any satisfaction, but only remorse. People soon discover that the world without God is empty. Solomon says, vanity of vanities, all is vanities. which simply means emptiness of emptiness. All is emptiness. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.